Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily mitzvah of the Chofetz Chaim, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yonah David, B'Shimon Yaakov HaLevi, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. Baruch Hashem, today we have arrived at the first mitzvah, the Chelek Rishon, of the Sefer Ahavas Chesed of the Chofetz Chaim. Baruch Hashem, the feedback has been astounding so far, even from the Psicha. So many people throughout almost 13 countries have been giving us information and feedback about how they are expanding their vistas in Chesed, how they are fulfilling the dictum, the chiyuv, the din, of a halachta bedracha, of going in Hashem's ways, how they are now more attentive to the mitzvah of ahavta l're'acha kamecha, loving one's fellow Yidden just like themselves. Today we begin the actual mitzvah of halva'a. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Dine mitzvos halva'a perek rishoin, in the first parak, Boy Yivar Din Mitzvah Ase Din Kesav Talve Es Ami, we're going to explain the mitzvah de araisa of lending money, V'oid Inyanim Memidas HaChesed B'Pertahim. And we're also going to discuss other Inyanim of Chesed in detail, Uboy Yir Dalet Se'ifim. There are 14 Oisiyos, 14 Se'ifim in this halacha. Let's see if you can do at least one or two today with the Oilam. Aleph. Mitzvahs Ase Min haTorah lelavos laani achenu. There's a mitzvah to lend money to Yidden who are in need. Shenemar im kesef talve es ami es ani imach. V'chol im says the mechilta. It's not a reshus. It's a chayva. It's an obligation to lend money if one has the capabilities. Ushleishem mehen chayva v'ze echad mehen. This im is one of the three times in the Torah where it doesn't mean if, it means when. So when you will lend is a language that one is obligated. Azay darshan the mechilta. V'raya mimasha amar hakasav later v'havei tavitena derech tivoy. There's an obligation to extend your hand. So we know it's not a question. There is an obligation to lend money when somebody is in need, if one has the capabilities. U'mitzvah zu gedoyla, says the Chofetz Chaim, it's really a bigger mitzvah, yaiser mimitzvah satzadaka. Which is peculiar, because many of us listening have probably fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah many, many, many times. I'm sure we've given tzedakah in the Pushka, some of us give it every single day. Some of us, Baruch Shem, have to give a lot of tzedakah. But says the Chofetz Chaim, I want you to be aware of something. Tzedakah is a tremendous mitzvah, as we will see later in the Sefer. But giving a halva'ah is actually a greater mitzvah than the mitzvah of tzedakah. Why? Why should that be? In both cases, you've supplemented the ani with what he needs. Says the Chofetz Chaim, which is such a critical yesod in all of Hilchos Chesed, She'ein ha'ani boish b'davar kol kach. There's less embarrassment to the ani when he gets a loan as opposed to him getting tzedakah. So we see that even though tzedakah is a tremendous mitzvah, this yesod of not embarrassing people who are the recipients of your Chesed is so critical that lending takes greater precedence than tzedakah. Gam shebezet toimech yodoy umachzik oisoy shlo yismoyti lagamre, umakayim bezet masha omar akosu v'chiyomuch achicha umate yodoy imach v'chazakta boy. Tahayno sheyachzik boy atle yipol v'yitzarach lebriyos. There's another aspect. It's not just the fact that he's not embarrassed. Often, like we said, if you tell the story of the person who had a grain business who was not able to get the halva'ah, if you lend somebody money, you float them, you buy them time, you give them the ability to live like a mensch for a few more months, often they can get through that time period. Often they're able to persevere and then be successful. Unfortunately, if you don't extend your hand, they can have a precipitous decline and it can be a much more difficult situation. Says the Chofetz Chaim, and even a rich person can be a recipient of this mitzvah. A poor person has kadima, he takes precedence over a wealthy person. But one should be aware, it's a beautiful thing. You can give a loan to somebody in business, and you do it without interest, without a heter iska. So you think you're just, you know, that's just the way the business world works. No, you're being mekayim a tremendous din chesed. You're doing a humongous amount of mitzvah by giving that loan to somebody else and giving to them because it is a mitzvah. V'lekach pirat hakasev la'ani mitzvah zu v'iloy doy de'eni hakasev hayiratzayinish la'adam yeser la'halvayis la'ashir. But you should know it's better to give it to an ani first, because in the rich person and the wealthy person you have a little bit of negiyus, because maybe you think if you lend it to him, he'll lend it to you, and it's more secure. So therefore, the schar is a little bit less. But in short, the mitzvah of halva'a is greater than tzedakah. First of all, because you don't embarrass the ani. Second of all, because you are machzik him, you give him a chance to come out of the situation. The mitzvah applies both to an ani and to an ashir. However, an ani is the one who takes precedence. The schus of the sima should be for our friends, our families, our kilas, and all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.